From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It seems not too long ago that the WIA was discussing the imminent devolvement of training and assessment portion of amateur radio licensing in Australia. That was 10 years ago, when it was felt that the only capable entity to take on the role was the body that represents the hobby. It was feared that commercial training organisations would inflate the costs of getting a ticket to an extent that would force many aspirants away from the hobby. Now, the regulator, utilising another strategy for future growth, the tender appears resolved in favour of the well-established Australian Marine College based in Tasmania. It seems that no commercially oriented RTO was interested in taking on the ACMA tender, and a subsidiary of the university has taken the mantle. If the conspiracy theorists on social media were to be given credence, the WIA lost the tender because it was disorganised, corrupt, or a gremlin invaded the ACMA tender process and caused the AMC to win. There were even a couple of dissidents that posted messages of joy that the WIA had lost. The one thing that has been obvious is that the ACMA set the terms of the tender and it has not been able to adhere to its own timetable. There will be a disruption of service for a few weeks. What many of the people who choose not to join the WIA tend to overlook is that it is a body with a century of promotion and advocacy, and those are its core businesses. With the passing of the baton to another competent provider, the Wireless Institute of Australia can return with added impetus to aiding the growth and development of amateur radio. The detractors have impugned the reputation of the board, but when external scrutiny and audit have resolved any issues, they've let their mindset overrule their sense of fairness and understanding. Now's the time for the armchair critics to put down their glasses of comfort, clear their minds and acknowledge that if they have nothing to offer, they can shut up. And if they can assist amateur radio, stand up and leave the keyboard frenzy behind them. Maybe we can be more like doctors in what we do and remember the admonition: first, do no harm. I'm Jeff Emery. That's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.